Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and as simple as doves. But be aware of men, for they will hand you over to the courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about what to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who will speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, the readings for the 3 days have been connecting, most especially the gospel. We saw on Wednesday our Lord Jesus Christ, after spending some time with his apostles, disciples, he calls 12 of them, and he calls them by name. And when he called them, he gave them instructions, directions on how they were to witness to the good news. He told them that when you go make this proclamation, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. He didn't invite them to preach themselves, no. He told them, preach about the kingdom. And then he told them, "I have given you authority. You are to cure the sick, to bring back the lost." And now he says, as you go, you will find rejection. You will be persecuted. You will be challenged. But always, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. Be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. My brothers and sisters, this gospel reading can also speak to each one of us. Jesus calls each one of us by name in our ordinary way of life. He calls us to witness to the good news. And that good news is that the kingdom of God is at hand. We are not preaching ourselves, but we are to preach Jesus. And when we focus our life on Jesus, he changes everything within us, and he changes those that we witness to the gospel. We might not face persecution, physical persecution, but we have our own persecutions, and we have our own wolves that we need to face. And the question that we can ask ourselves is, which wolves am I going to face? Which wolf am I going to face? Which kind of persecution am I going to encounter? And I believe that Jesus is sending each one of us in our families, in our places of work, in our neighborhood, that we witness to the good news that the kingdom of God is at hand. and the wolves that we might face, discouragement, unforgiveness, resentment, different conflicts amongst ourselves, divisions, all those we'll face. But as witnesses, disciples of Jesus, we need not to give up. For he says, I will give you that very moment what you are to say, what you are to speak. And the Holy Spirit is always at work within us if we place our trust in him. That even in those moments of fear, in those moments of discouragement, he will always be there for us, to guide us, to defend us. For what we are doing is the right thing, to preach the good news that the kingdom of God is at hand. We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration. As we encounter Jesus in the Eucharist, let us allow him to speak to each one of us so that he can transform us to become true witnesses of this kingdom, that wherever we go, we may always preach that good news that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.